else. Welcome to the first episode of the Minor Chord here in 2021 on KRVS. For some reason during the break, which I hope was warm and merry for you all, I watched the heavy metal movie again, 1981 animated film, and remembered how awesome the soundtrack is. We'll listen to the soundtrack this evening and I'll talk about the musicians and instruments on it. We'll play the songs in the order they appear in the film. The first track is Radar Rider by Riggs. We'll be right back.
Just beyond the troubled sky.
That was Heartbeat by Riggs. Riggs also played the first track that you heard, which was the first song in the movie called Radar Rider. That was Jerry Riggs. He plays a 64 Fiesta Red Stratocaster into a Boss CE1 Chorus, which is then plugged into a Marshall 100 watt with no master. He runs that into a 4x12 cabinet. The second song I played, which is the second song in the movie, is Veteran of the Psychic Wars by Blue Oyster Cult. That is from Fire of Unknown Origins. That was covered by Tay Roe, Metallica, and Bridge School Benefit. Donald Duck Dharma Rosier is playing a Les Paul into Marshall stacks on that track. And then the next track we heard was True Companion by Donald Fagen, which was played in the Harry Canyon scene. That was his first solo track for Donald Fagen. Steve Jordan on drums, what a master drummer. He's playing a Les Paul, and that was recorded at the Automated Sound Factory in New York. The next track on the album is Blue Lamp by Stevie Nicks.
Oh, You've got a bunch of red light fever. Cause there is just one cure that they know for sure. You just become a heavy little believer. Won't you take the ride, 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 ride on heavy metal? It's the only way that you can travel down that road.
That was Don Felder with Heavy Metal, Taking a Ride. He was asked to write the main song for the movie, and they ended up using Sammy Hagar's. Instead, it is rumored that he was using a real live Fender Deluxe to play that song, but he now uses a Deluxe reissue. Before that, you heard Reach Out by Cheap Trick. I'll play another one by Cheap Trick in a little while. And the movie before Reach Out by Cheap Trick, which was in the Captain Stern episode, we would have heard Open Arms by Journey, which was at the end of the Harry Canyon episode. But I just can't play it, don't ask me why. Before that, we heard Blue Lamp, Stevie Nicks. This is literally about a dark blue Tiffany lamp that her mother gave her when she joined Fleetwood Mac. That song was recorded in the same room with all the musicians at one time, and it is one of Stevie Nicks' favorite songs. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org, where you can stream this and all of our other local programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also see news and upcoming events and information, things happening locally around the Acadiana, and you can click on that big red donate button to donate to public radio for Acadiana. We will continue on playing the heavy metal soundtrack in the order they appear in the film. The next one will be Queen Bee by Grand Funk Railroad.
What you mean to me, Queen Bee? They can't see what you mean to me, what you mean to me, what you mean to me, my little Queen Bee. Now I'm gonna follow.
Kisses.
Prefabricated by Trust is a French metal band formed in 1977. Norbert Nono Frief is on guitar, and their song Antisocial was covered by Anthrax. Before that, you heard Sammy Hagar's Heavy Metal. He's playing a Gibson Les Paul, possibly an Explorer. There are two versions of that song. On the album, the song is literally different than the one on Standing Hampton, his other album. That includes the Heavy Metal song, but the tracks are not the same. Before that, you heard All of You by Don Felder. There are a couple of artists who played more than one song on this album. He's one of them. Before that, Crazy, A Suitable Case for Treatment by Nazareth. Nanny Charlton is on guitar there. He's playing a short neck Les Paul with very hot pickups. I don't know what amp he's playing on that track specifically. Before that, you heard Cheap Trick again. That is I Must Be Dreamin'. But I couldn't actually play the actual song because they cuss in it. And so I cut out the middle. On the album, you would have actually only heard the intro anyway. I'm sorry, in the film. And then before that, we heard Grand Funk Railroad with Queen Bee. Early on, they used West amplifiers with Heat Kit fuzzes. And the band's name, of course, is from the Grand Trunk Western in Flint, Michigan. That line also runs through a town I used to live in. We're playing these songs from the heavy metal album in the order that they appear in the film. The next one would be near the very end of the film. It's The Mob Rules by Black Sabbath. Tony Iommi using a signature SG, but he has a lot of guitars. We think he's using a Boss Chorus Octave, a Dallas Treble Booster Deluxe, a Deluxe Reverb Wah pedal. His amps were a Laney TI-100, a GH-100, an Ingle Powerball, a Laney 4x12 cabinet, and he has various Marshalls, and he has an Orange 72, amongst many, many other things.
You
Well, if you remember the film, we're getting very near the end, much like this radio program. This next track is not on the album, but it was in the film. It was After the Mob Rules, and it's a Devo, Through Being Cool. They're using a Mini Moog, an EML 500, which they also used on Whip It, an EML Polybox, an Oberheim 2-voice, and various other effects and live instruments.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.com.